Doug, what a magnificent day for the Gundawindi Emus. Fantastic day on field, and of course, the creme de la creme. Queensland Country Heelers side winning with a bunch of Heelers boys, but also a Heelers coach as well.
Yeah, mate, we're really happy with the day. Terrific crowd, two terrific games of football from the Cockatoos and Heelers out there today, and two pretty entertaining games from the Gundy Emus as well.
Pretty happy with the way things are going with the A, B and C grade, even though C grade didn't happen today.
Yeah, mate, very happy. It'll be good to get the country boys back into the fray next week. We've got the top of the table clash here against Dalby next weekend, so we're really chomping at the bit to get out in three grades and turn it on again.
Speaking of ladies' day, of course, you've got a fantastic little ladies' group of players as well. Plenty of skills and plenty of ability to hit hard and also take the ball to the line hard and pass it around.
Yeah, mate, we've concentrated really hard on those facets of the game this year, trying to be really hard on the ball, getting our defence, just being solid, rock solid all around the field.
And with the ladies as well, they've been a fantastic addition to the club.
Yeah, mate, for sure. It's just something new for us, something new for the Downs. So, our girls had a couple of good wins today, beat the girls who are on top of the table. So, yeah, it's working out well.
And these things don't run on air, of course, because you've got Ray White Gundawindi. Also, you've got Blacks, of course, Motors there, and also on the way through the Vic Hotel. That help you make sure you put these things on. It's really important to look after them.
Mate, I can't speak highly enough of our generous sponsors. It's critical to our success on and off the field, week in, week out. I'm indebted to them post-season, pre-season. It's just great to have them on board.
And also moving forward, it's great to see Jeremy and the crew of the juniors doing very well also.
Yeah, the junior boys are just overseas in New Zealand at the moment, so they're looking to stretch themselves across the ditch and be welcome to have them back next weekend.
Okay, the mayor approaches you and says, I've got 150, 200 grand and I want to bring the St George Bank Queensland Reds here. We're willing to put it all together because we've tied this on so well. What do we think? We're up for it?
Yeah, mate, Gundawindi, we know how to do rugby, mate. We love these big events, so we're looking for bigger and better things all the time.
And what about the response from Queensland Country? They've been pretty happy overall and they've run out of excuses not to put more big events on here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, mate, I've had some great feedback today from the Queensland Country hierarchy. Really happy with the event, really happy with the crowd. So it's 10 out of 10.
Well, it's certainly an event the club deserves because it's put a lot of work in, not only in seniors, being very successful out on the field. Bunch of guys playing for the Heelers, of course, but also young Joseph playing in the Colts, but also three year juniors as well. You've got half a dozen kids that have been in the down squads with that as well. When you consider that you've got to do on average, 500 clicks every second week to get the job done, it's incredible, and you have nothing but congratulations not only for yourself, but blokes like Fritter and the like have done a great job down through the years.
Yeah, mate, for sure. I can't speak high. I don't want to single people out, but we've just got a great nucleus of people in this club, great culture, and it all stems from there.
Now, were you able to get there finally and have a look at the Classic Wallabies game up in Toowoomba a couple of weeks ago? What do you think of that? And do you think we'd be open-minded having one of those sort of weekends out down here next year?
Mate, for sure. As I said, Gundawindi does big rugby day, so yeah, we'd be thrilled to have an event like that out here. It's already been brought to the attention of the Downs Rugby Board, so we just keep pushing our barrow, mate, and our time will come.
Well, if you want to get the emus to make it happen, you can send them an email too at classicwallabies.com.au. I'm sure Stephen Halls and David Croft will be listening in, and we can make this thing happen in 2019. But Doug, sensational performance as the pres of the Gundawindi Emus, and we wish all the best moving forward.
Thanks very much, Wixie.
No worries, that's it.